When is an egg not an egg? In Silicon Valley. In San Francisco, even the eggs are high-tech. Just, a food tech startup launched in 2011 created a software program to scour more than 350,000 plants for proteins, nutrients and properties that make them good to cook and eat. After 4 years, it discovered how to make eggless scrambled eggs from mung beans. I recently visited Just's headquarters in the Mission District with Jeter Mins, the chief executive of the U.S. National Association of Manufacturers. He was on a state-by-state tour to drum up support for American makers. Just researchers traveled to biodiversity hotspots such as the southern Amazon basin in Colombia, bringing back powdered leaves of freeze-dried pulp seeds that are then stored in plastic tubs in a cold room. In another lab, scientists grow stem cells into slabs of animal-less meat. One of Just's first products was an eggless mayonnaise. But in 2015, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration ruled it could not be called mayonnaise. It is made from Canadian yellow peas, another of the unappreciated proteins that the company is turning into more recognizable foods. This Just Mayo is now sold across the U.S. in Walmart and Kroger and is served in the cafeterias at the New York Stock Exchange and the Department of Homeland Security. Timmins describes Just, whose latest efforts include plant-based cookies and ice cream, as the most unorthodox food stop on his tour. He asks Josh Tetrick, its CEO, if the mayo is vegan. Tetrick shudders at the V word. Like ketchup is a vegan product, he says defensively. Just's vision is not to have its products adopted only by vegan San Franciscans. Tetrick wants to feed everyone, from residents of his hometown of Birmingham, Alabama, to undernourished children in Liberia. He says he founded the company to address the global food shortage. Realizing that big food companies rely on a limited set of tools, soy, corn, processed sugar, he wanted to find and create alternatives. Just has found itself in some serious scrambles. Before the FDA ruling, it faced a lawsuit from Unilever, since dropped, which took exception to the term mayonnaise for an eggless product. Then there was a federal investigation into whether it was buying up its own product from supermarket shelves. The company said this was for quality control purposes, and the probe found no wrongdoing. Turbulence at the top has led to the firing of 3 senior employees, and 6 board directors have left in the past 2 years, including representatives of major investors. Tetrick doesn't dwell on those struggles but admits he underestimated how hard mass manufacturing is. He has found that even if the company can create interesting products in the lab, it needs to be able to tell factories how to manufacture them at scale. We are not shipping code in an iPhone. We are making food for brothers and sisters to put in the body, he tells me. But he says he has been humbled by the experience. This is impressive. It is unusual for entrepreneurs to acknowledge the difficulty of achieving goals outside the Silicon Valley atmosphere. At the end of the tour, I tried Just scrambled eggs. The chef picked up a shapely bottle of Just scrambled and poured what looked like whisked eggs into a pan. The mung bean mix cooks just like eggs, in swirls of translucent liquid that solidifies into yellow fluff. I pick up a fork and taste. In my mouth, it feels like scrambled egg. At the tip of my tongue, it tastes like eggs. But, and this may have been all the bean talk, by the time it reaches the back of my throat, I can detect a slight beaniness. Maybe it needs a little vegan ketchup.